Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump and President Biden are marking significant wins across the board in Super Tuesday 2024 presidential primary elections. A total of 16 states and American Samoa held primary elections on Tuesday. Biden and Trump are the overwhelming favorites for the Democratic and Republican nominations. Nikki Haley announcing early Wednesday she will drop out of the race on the Republican side. She had managed primary victories in just two places earlier in Washington, D.C. and on Super Tuesday in Vermont. A key seat in the U.S. Senate is going to be up for grabs soon. That after Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced that she will not seek re-election. The independent lawmaker posted a video making the announcement on social media Tuesday, noting the more adversarial and partisan nature of today's politics.
We've arrived at that crossroad, and we chose anger and division. I believe in my approach. But it's not what America wants right now.
The Arizona Senate seat would be an important one, potentially shifting the balance of power in the Senate chamber, where Democrats currently hold a slight majority. Trump-backed Arizona Republican Kerry Lake and Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego are at least two of the known candidates vying for the seat. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is describing the devastation left in the wake of his state's largest wildfire ever. He visited the burn zone Tuesday. The Smokehouse Creek fire has scorched more than a million acres, destroying almost everything in the northern Texas Panhandle region.
What was once homes or other structures or property has been reduced to nothing more than ashes, something that can never be used again whatsoever.
Credit card late fees are being capped at $8. This, part of a larger initiative by the Biden administration, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates the new regulation will save families more than $10 billion per year. This is USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
She's very popular with Democratic voters, but it appears it is a no-go for former First Lady Michelle Obama in 2024. Laura Winters with the story.
Michelle Obama's office says the former First Lady will not be running for president, at least in this election cycle. There has been some speculation she could jump into the race or be nominated at the Democrat convention this summer in Chicago if President Biden opts not to run.
A Las Vegas tourist is in pain, and not from losing a lot of money in a casino.
A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort, alleging he was stung by a scorpion while he slept at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower. The man says he was stung three or four times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he is still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says that the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
During the 2024 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, five-time winner Dallas
Seavey shot and killed a moose that became entangled with his dog sled team. This happened around 100 miles into the 1,000-mile race course early Monday morning, according to Iditarod officials. Seavey explained on Iditarod.com he killed and gutted the moose after it behaved aggressively toward his team. He added that his dog, Falou, is in critical condition after undergoing surgery at an Anchorage hospital. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, Donald Trump's about 220 delegates away from being the official representative of the Republican Party for the presidential race of 2024. Rick Manning joins us now. Rick Manning, of course, knows all things primary and Super Tuesday and State of the Union, all these important, significant things that we must talk about today. Hey, Mr. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, all things considered. I'm on the downside of this little NRB flu thing that I got. But,
that must have been terrible.
It went through. I mean, it's amazing because I think the year before we had a COVID outbreak. There's just something about NRP. I don't know. I think we need to get all the pastors before to kind of do a special prayer and cleanse the place because it's just uncanny. Anyway, what do you say? But all things being equal. Hey, so Super Tuesday, I guess the only surprise, Vermont. But, you know, when you allow, and I've always had a problem with this, Rick, I just think that, look, you should vote for your team. You know, Republicans should vote for in a primary. And you should vote for your team. Republicans vote for Republicans, Democrats for Democrats. And you know, the shenanigans of, and manipulation of crossing over. And as we found in other states, you know, you ask the people, you go, well, you voted for Nikki Haley in the primary here. But when the primary comes, you know, you're a Biden voter. Are you going to vote for Biden or are you going to vote for Nikki Haley? Oh, no, I'm voting for Biden. So why do we need those kind of shenanigans, you know?
Well, we don't. But it is exactly what the Haley campaign was depending upon. It was their campaign, and quite honestly, I think the Republicans have to change their systems because you can't have, or at least have to be trying to have, Democrats crossing over and picking your nominee.
Yeah.
No, it failed. It failed spectacularly. Uh-huh. And, you know, in Vermont, you know, the Bernie bros came through for her. But, you know, the irony in Vermont is, you know, if she'd gotten like less than 1% more votes, she would have taken all the delegates. But she only splitting the delegates almost like 55-45 with Trump, even in Vermont, where she, quote unquote, won. Where they couldn't find anybody who was going to vote for her in the general election who voted for her. So that's the exact point. It doesn't make sense. It's a tactic that that her campaign team decided to use because they knew she couldn't compete in the Republican primary. And it was and fortunately it failed.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of manipulation, I mean, you had an interesting ploy as well in California with Adam Schiff and Steve Garvey. I think, what was it? Adam Schiff spent something like $11 million in the state of California. you know, for his campaign, and most of that was talking about Steve Garvey. He was basically, by doing that, was choosing his competitor. He didn't want to go against another Democrat, but he thought, well, I'll go against a former baseball player, has some name recall, and it worked. I mean, so it's going to be he and Steve Garvey. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I know there's a lot of animus in California towards Adam Schiff, but, you know, Democrats are Democrats, and, you know, animus set aside, they're still going to go with the D and the uniparty state that California is. I mean, that would be a real shocker if somehow Steve Garvey was able to, you know, in the bottom of the ninth inning, because he made everything baseball metaphor, in the bottom of the ninth inning, two outs, and he comes up and hits a grand salami or something, you know, that could be interesting. But
well, yeah, it's a, you know, one of the things, but remember, in California, they were also choosing the who was going to be replaced Dianne Feinstein for the remainder of her term. Which means for the next 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, however long that is. And it is a, and there's a real possibility. Now, remember, California will take weeks to count the votes because, you know, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. But it's a, there is a, at least a possibility that Steve Garvey ends up being the senator from California for the next 5 or 6 months.
You think so? I thought Newsom had already selected somebody. Did I miss something?
No. He did until there was an election.
Oh,
and then, okay. But then they put up a, I mean, I think there was a second, there was a two votes, mm-hmm. is my understanding. So anyway, I've read three things on it, and that's what it said, but I could be wrong. I'll be in California tomorrow. I'll find out for you.
Okay, yeah, let me know. Well, the other thing too you bring up is that in terms of, you know, vote counting, quite interesting. We got the results of these primary votes, and we have been. They've been moving along pretty smoothly. So what's the difference between the primary and general election? How come the general election can't run as smooth as the primary?
Well, the secretaries of state would tell you because there's a lot fewer voters. But if you want to talk about smooth, the Democrats who didn't have a, you know, in Iowa, they didn't have a caucus. Then they tried to hold a regular vote, and that failed. And so now they're having their meeting behind closed doors to pick the delegates for the Iowa, because this is like two elections in a row where they weren't able to figure out who got the votes. So, you know, I don't know. It's a fact of the matter is the Secretary of State would say there's fewer votes being cast. I would argue that. It takes a really long time to count the votes. You have to figure out how many you need before you can start counting in some places. And that's a and that just takes some calculation. And when they figure out that they're wrong in the calculation, it's got to take a little bit longer so they can so they can count them a little bit longer till they get to the right number. When you have a when you have a number that you have in mind that you've got to get to, sometimes you have to slow down the process so you can get to that number.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the case.
Not saying there are any malfeasance there, Bill, but you know, it just seems more the number grows.
You know, count me ignorant. I mean, it just I look at it and I'm going, hey, look, we're getting results. We, you know, the end of the day here, polls close within several hours afterwards. We've got some estimates that are, you know, reasonable by the end of the day, you know, midnight or so in each of these states, which is, I believe, you know, should be the cutoff time, is you got the number. And, I mean, if we can do it in the primary, why can't we do it in the general? And and basically what you're saying is because they don't want to.
Well, and, you know, you don't have, you know, the Bernardino County in New Mexico saying, we have some problems with machines in three precincts. We're going to have to stay open for another hour, and the judge allowing that. And those are amazingly, they always stay open an extra hour in areas.
And they never have plumbing problems during the primary, right?
No
plumbing works perfectly during the primary.
Everything, you know, there's no need to shut down everything, and you know we're going to count tomorrow and then count all night long. But you know. There was a 2020 election perfectly held, a model for Tanzania.
Well, you know, here we are. And this is, I still believe, the number one question, Rick. You know, people have in mind, okay, we're in the election season. Will, in fact, 2024 end up being a free and fair election? You know, have there been enough stopgaps against the shenanigans that the Democrats did, primarily the Democrats, that they did in 2020? Or are we going to have to put up with another 2020 experience? I think if we do, this is going to be weak. I mean, I don't even want to think about it.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We at the Tide Ministry have been sharing the gospel through radio and television broadcasts for over 7 decades. Despite this long history, there are still millions of people who haven't yet heard the good news about Jesus. To bring awareness to the Tide Ministry's mission and the millions of people who have yet to hear the gospel, we're proud to announce our 3rd annual Race to Share the Gospel virtual challenge. Participants in the challenge are invited to run, walk, bike, hike, or even swim 13 miles in 16 days to make an eternal impact in the lives of millions around the world. The Tide Race to Share the Gospel will kick off on April 27th and end on May 12th, so mark your calendars now. To learn more about the Tide Race to Share the Gospel and our goal to eternally impact more lives around the globe by sharing the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, talking about, Super Tuesday and all that went on. And here, the president gets, President Trump gets, 15 of the 16, I guess, states and regions, because we did have a another territory that we're dealing with. But he only lost one, and he's what, 220 delegates away from the nomination, right?
Right, and Nikki Haley's announced she's dropping out today. So the question is, will she endorse Trump? She'll hold off on endorsing Trump. Whether she endorses Trump or not, I don't know. But
Does she want something? Honestly, is she looking for a quid pro quo or something?
Well, that's the leverage she has. She doesn't have the leverage she had 4 years ago or 8 years ago.
Right.
When, she wanted to be, get a place in the administration, even though she was a never-Trumper. And some people in South Carolina who were strong supporters of President Trump wanted her out of South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And so it was so consequently she got appointed to something because early Trump supporters in South Carolina said, I don't need anything for myself, but get Nikki Haley out of our state. So that was a... So she actually parlayed that into a run for the presidency. So, it's pretty, sometimes politics is very strange, and the story.
Well, it's also quite revealing. And quite revealing. I mean, to your point, get her out of the state, and okay, now she's United Nations ambassador, she's out of the state, and then she's back, and they didn't throw out the red carpet for her. She loses her own state, so... I don't know how she recovers here. And
she's picked a side. There's a lot of money on the side she picked.
Oh my
God!
Yes,
she's going to do very well for herself.
Being the mean girl could still work out for her.
She'll be on the board of multinationals, advising them as a former UN ambassador. She'll make lots of money, and she'll go to all the right parties, and she will write stories for various foreign affairs magazines and be very erudite and be irrelevant in terms of policy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And do everything she can to continue to kind of kneecap Trump.
The play that the people on the globalist side of the Republican Party are playing is really for 2028. They're betting that Donald Trump win or lose is a cult. It's a cult of personality that can't be sustained based on anything else. And that's why the most important decision he makes is who's going to be the vice president. Because that person is going to be the standard bearer. And if he makes a standard political decision of putting somebody who quote unquote balances the ticket, he will have squandered his legacy.
Yeah. Exactly.
He'll have George H.W. Bush, replacing Ronald Reagan kind of thing. And that'll be, that's kind of by the way, those people will be the ones who then write his legacy. And
yes,
it'll be not the legacy he wants. So all in all, look at the Trump VP pick. It's the next thing to watch in this primary.
Joe Biden offered Kamala Harris to him. Said, "Hey, you can have Kamala."
Well, she's been
just for fun,
a lot, but say, No, I don't think. I think he'd say, no to her. But it's really going to be. There's an interesting column by Kellyanne Conway that I didn't agree with her conclusion, but it was interesting. Because she was going through a lot of the variables and what Trump would be considering, and since she was very close to Donald Trump for four or 5 years.
Oh, exactly, so right.
She knows a little bit about the mind of Trump, but it was just an interesting article. Her conclusion was more, balance the ticket oriented, I think it's. And Kellyanne comes from the mainstream part of the party, and so she's not a Steve Bannon. She's a political operative, very smart political operative who's been around for quite a while and knows things. So
yes,
ironically, she didn't believe that picking a woman was necessary, even though Kellyanne has been a big advocate of the woman's of women's outreach for Republicans for at least 30 years and how to get that done. So she didn't say, you know, pick a woman that will help you. And she is, from a polling perspective, probably the most knowledgeable person on the Republican side about women voters. And so I found that to be instructive.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think that maybe Kellyanne's trying to also navigate away from the box checking. Box checking is what got us the Biden administration. I mean, every one of, you know, you look at his cabinet all the way throughout his administration, they're all box checkers. They're not, where's the merit? Where can you say, whoa, man, they need to be there because look at all this great success track record. I mean, it's the Peter principle manifested one more time and at this level of government.
It's the Peter Buttigieg principle, where if you once paved a road in a city, you are an expert at Department of Transportation, even though you ride a bicycle to work. You're exactly right. The Peter principle takes over in all the cabinet level departments. Took over in the office of vice presidency, and quite honestly, Kamala Harris doesn't take the job very seriously. And that's one of the things the Democrats have against her. You know, she's
they threw her out this past week and said, okay, we want you to make a statement about Israel. And it's like, she, oh my God, how dispassionate. What a mess.
She goofed it up. At some point, it's the fact is, this is what this shows is that politics is an art. It's not a science. For all the people who can sit there and look at all the variables and say, oh, this is what you should do, put together a robo candidate. It is an art. Mm-hmm. And the art is people who are able to figure out how to say something that sounds like something, but actually offends no one.
It offends anybody with a brain. If you're at all intelligent, you're insulted. You're thinking, what is this person all about? It's kind of like
NFL football coaches would be perfect candidates for president because they get in front of a podium, they get asked a bunch of questions, and then they tell you stuff, even though you saw something just the opposite. They tell you what they want you to hear, and you dutifully write it down, and then that becomes what happened.
Exactly.
They're perfect politicians.
So what's wrong with that?
Not good for running the country, but perfect politicians. Bill Belichick.
Exactly. When in doubt, mumble. Maybe that's Joe Biden's, that's his axiom. When in doubt, mumble. Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of which, I mean, he's mumbled himself into the strike force now. He's got to try to figure out how to, somehow still sell Bidenomics. And, he's still convinced there's a pony under all that manure. And so now he's got a strike force going out after, those price gougers, heaven help them, Rick.
Listen, this is a guy who has never in the history of his entire career ever taken responsibility for a single bad thing that happened due to his decisions. Yeah, now he's going to go after, here's what he's doing. He's going to go after banks and say you can't charge that much late fee. As a result, more people are going to be late with their credit card payments, throwing more people into arrears. The consequences are obvious, more people and more debt, and Joe Biden saying, I'm solving the problem. No, you're causing a problem. And that's the challenge with people from Washington. They think they're solving problems when, in fact, most of the time their solutions cause far more problems than the original problem they pretended to solve.
Exactly.
All the five votes.
Yeah, just because you have a shovel doesn't mean you keep digging, right?
Well, it's where he's digging is the problem.
Lord have mercy. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, and of course, a couple of days away from the State of the Union. Boy, is that going to be a thriller. Get out the, Get all the desserts. Get ready.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
USA News Update. Super Tuesday elections are helping to lock Donald Trump and President Joe Biden as the likely two major party nominees for president in 2024. In a new mail-in presidential preference process for Democrats in Iowa, Biden is being announced as the winner. Biden is sure to get the majority of Iowa Democratic delegates now, and the victory pushes him closer toward the nomination, the result being announced more than a month since Iowa Democrats cast their presidential preference votes. Prior to this, Iowa Democrats had been snubbed by the Democratic National Committee, dropping the state's traditional first-in-the-nation voting status. Bitcoin hit an all-time high Tuesday. This comes after the SEC approved the exchange-traded funds that hold the cryptocurrency back in January. The cryptocurrency is over $68,800 for the first time since November 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Kosh Chugli is joining us, Vice President of Americans for Prosperity. So it's all his fault, and we'll tell you exactly why, because he is the brains behind this new website that Joe Biden doesn't want anyone to see. Kosh, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be back with you, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We got through, the primary last night. The big question I had, Kosh, I don't know about you, is that how can we count, it seems the primaries, we're able to count the votes and, get the numbers out in a relatively expedient time, generally before midnight, not the drama that we had in 2020. Why is it that we can do this in a primary, but we can't seem to do it in a general election?
That is one of a million questions I have about, how these results come in and what it takes so long. We're the greatest country in the world. We can put people on the moon, we can build cars that drive themselves, but we can't count votes the night before. In some states, right? Look at a state like Florida, second biggest state in the country, and they're able to do it.
Exactly.
But it's an interesting question, hopefully one we answer before November.
Well, we really have to, Kosh, because I got to tell you, and I'm sure you're running into the same situation as I am when I talk to people. Number one concern, I mean, you can talk about the economy and talk about this. They're concerned, are we going to have a free and fair vote come November, or are we going to have to deal with the shenanigans that we dealt with in 2020? Because I don't think America can handle another 2020 fiasco.
No, I agree. But here's the thing. I think Americans should have faith in our free and fair elections. for two reasons. One being that our elections are not run by Washington. Democrats want a federal takeover of our elections. Republicans have put a stop to that effort. Elections are run by states. The other thing is, we can worry all we want. The most important thing we can do as conservatives is make the case for our candidates and our ideas. Get out and vote and bring people with you to do this thing. Worrying about all these other things is not a strategy to win an election. Ultimately, we have to change hearts and minds, win back swing voters, nominate good candidates, and show out and vote.
Well, and you bring up a good point here that you're referring to, and that is at the local level. You know, take over these positions that control, you know, the voting process. Local can happen a lot faster than a federal level. And we've already seen this happen in some of these states. So, you know, you got to hold the locals accountable and, you know, to ensure that your vote is counted, you know, correctly, and everybody's vote is counted correctly. You know, we realize that we can't be laissez-faire about it because, unfortunately, I mean, from time immemorial, the nature of man is such as that, you know, you got people that have no conscience. They have no problem cheating, and they will cheat.
No, you're right. And again, one of the other things that sheds some light on the importance of is winning down ballot elections. We put so much emphasis on the presidential election, but your listeners know this all across the country, right? Your county commissioner, your state representative, I mean, these are the people that are responsible not just for your roads and your schools, your property taxes, but even things like that, right? Election administration and things that make a real impact on your life and on your democracy. And so nominating good candidates and winning elections up and down the ballot is absolutely essential for conservatives and people who care about the future of this country at the local, state, and federal level.
Well, Akash, the president made the announcement yesterday that he wants to set up a strike. He's forming a strike force to go after those price gougers. You know, the fact of the matter is Bidenomics is what Bidenomics is. It stinks to high heavens. And your website that we referred to that Joe Biden doesn't want you to see, tell our audience about this and how it might, I don't know if it'll nullify the strike force efforts of the president, but I mean, it's plain and simple what the website presents, right?
It's very simple. Literally the word Bidenomics.com. If, you know, inflation at its worst point in 40 years and an open border weren't enough to tell you how incompetent this website, this administration is, you have a White House full of Gen Z and millennial TikTokers who live online, seem like they've never touched grass before, and they forgot Digital 101 to buy the domain name of the thing you are talking about. They didn't purchase Bidenomics.com. And so, Bill, we went ahead and did it for them. At Bidenomics.com, what we're going to be doing is providing a real-time fact check on the president. He's going to talk about corporate greed and all these other things. He's going to say the deficit's going down and inflation's going down. The American people know that's not true. We're going to be providing the facts and the data, a rhetoric versus reality fact check on this president, not just this week in the State of the Union, but throughout the fall, holding him accountable and holding accountable the Democrats who voted for this disaster. And folks can see that at Bidenomics.com. It's the website Joe Biden doesn't
want you
to see.
That's brilliant. I love it. And you're exactly right, Akash, this effort, because, I mean, the bottom line is the bottom line. People, you know, they feel their wallet. They're living this out every day. You know, the president comes up and talks about how great the economy is, and they go, for who? You know, maybe for those, you know, roughly 30-40% of those that are, you know, part of the club, part of the Democratic fraternity that, you know, Joe Biden and the administration has been able to, you know, confiscate our tax money to protect them. But for the everyday man and woman who's out there busting their tail and paying their taxes to pay for said, you know, cabal and said, you know, fraternity, I mean, we're feeling the pain and the policies. I can't come away. I mean, I ask people. I go, tell me one policy that Joe Biden has affected that you can be happy with that's really made a difference for you. And I'm not talking about the people that live in D.C. I'm talking about the people that live in Main Street. You know?
No, you're
and they
exactly.
And they can't come up with one, Akash.
No, it's because Bidenomics is basically three things, if you really boil it down. It's trillions and trillions of dollars in reckless spending, right? Because as you and I have discussed, they don't believe in private sector growth. They think government creates growth. We know that's not true. So it's reckless spending. It's tens of thousands of pages of regulations because they don't trust the American people. They don't trust American job creators. And the third is special interest giveaways. Nearly every single thing this administration does, you can point to one of their political special interest groups who stand to benefit. Largely, it's organized labor, right? It's big unions. It's, you know, the global warming environmentalist movement. It's trial lawyers, what have you. It's some group of their political constituency. If it's the student loan bailout, it's millennials who they're worried are not going to turn out and vote in November. That's basically what Bidenomics is. But then he'll come out on Thursday and make claims about, you know, building out the middle class and investing in America, when in fact it's the middle class and even the lower middle class and poor Americans who are getting absolutely crushed, Bill. The average American family is spending $11,400 more to afford the same quality of life per year that they had before President Biden took office. That is not strengthening the middle class.
Yeah. Well, this is why the middle class is living off of Top Ramen. I mean, it's like we're back to college again. We're back in our college years, you know, living off of noodles.
Fun, right?
Right?
Yeah, it's college, but way less fun.
Yeah, exactly. And in all these regulations and everything, I mean, the idea that you would put the elites in charge, you know, the people that live in the realm of the theoretical, it's the same, you know, the same process, the same theories that we've suffered under Barack Obama. I mean, lest we forget. And we must have. I mean, after 4 years of having some success, really a true increase in jobs and our incomes, lower taxes, you know, even the government was making more money during that period of time, you know, because they said, oh, no, you're going to cost us so much money. Well, just the opposite occurred. And it's funny how this works because it happened in the Reagan years. It happened again, you know, with Donald Trump. And for some reason, the elite economists on the Democratic side cannot seem to add up the numbers. And they fight this time and again. And what do? They cancel everything out, whether it's border policies or energy independence or anything else. Just go on down the line because they just can't have anything to do with any idea that came from a Republican that actually works and serves the people, right?
No, you're exactly right. That's why we're spreading the message by prosperity.
This is just so incredible. I mean, I love it. I mean, well, what did you think when this came across you and somebody said, Akash, Bidenomics.com is available? I mean, this must have just been a total joke around the office.
It was a laugh. We snatched up immediately. Huge opportunity because people know the economy. For grocery shop, Bill, they don't tell them.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a website you need to keep up front in front of you, Bidenomics.com.
Because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you
don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Hey, glad you could join us the day after and the day before. Day after the primaries and day before the State of the Union. Hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Lord have mercy. But interesting, Donald Trump, about 220 delegates away from the official nomination. Yes, you heard it right. Nikki Haley decided, okay, enough is enough. She's just one fellow too short of eliminating is what it came out to be, according to her terms. And then, of course, an interesting development on the West Coast in California with Steve Garvey, now going to be the one to go head-to-head with Adam Schiff, just as Adam Schiff had designed it. He deposited $11 million to promote Steve Garvey and to make sure, I guess, to in his way of thinking, is to kind of rig the deal here. And so it could be interesting, and we'll have to see if there will be some irony playing out in November of this year. If Steve Garvey is able to hit a grand salami in the bottom of the ninth with two out, we'll see. So stay tuned for details. Meanwhile, Jeremy Beck is with us. He's the Vice President of Initiatives for Numbers USA. Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, well, we got another hard pill, as you say, to swallow from POTUS. He's going to be pushing, you know, the failed Senate border bill deal in the State of the Union speech. So, you know, hey, if you needed some entertainment, I guess, tune in on Thursday for details, I guess, huh?
Yeah, you can check it out. Here's a little game to play for those of your listeners who want to watch the State of the Union or listen to it. Biden is going to come out pretty hard and say it is long past due to do something about this border, but he is not going to name the problem. He's not going to say what the border crisis is doing to American workers, American taxpayers, or American communities. And in that sense, it's going to be historically a remarkable contrast to the State of the Union message that President Bill Clinton gave in 1995 during another border surge, not nearly as big as this one, but it was, at the time, it was about the biggest in history. Clinton said, look, Americans are disturbed by the number of illegal aliens coming into the country. They are taking jobs that could go to citizens and legal immigrants. They are taking services that are create a burden on taxpayers, and that it makes no sense. And in fact, Clinton said it was self-defeating to allow so much illegal immigration into the United States. You contrast that with Biden, who is extremely unlikely to mention any of the impacts on American citizens, communities, taxpayers, or workers. And that, I think, shows how much the Democratic Party messaging has changed on immigration over these past few years.
Or even how many American citizens have died at the hands of illegal immigrants, Jeremy.
The Laken Riley Act it could potentially get a vote this week in the House, and that is an example, to your point, that while it is true that the vast majority of people who are coming to the U.S. illegally, being released illegally into the United States, or overstaying a visa illegally, are really just here to make an extra buck. It may be at the expense of American workers, but they're really just trying to make some more money. But when you have a porous system like this, and it is a system, it's an illegal system that is now bigger than the legal system, you are opening up American citizens to be vulnerable to bad actors like we've seen in lots of tragic examples throughout the country over the past few months.
Well, as you say, it is a system designed to produce specific results, and those specific results are being played out in front of our eyes. It doesn't make sense. I mean, here it is, you know, you're talking a couple of decades ago, Bill Clinton makes a clear pronouncement of what's happening at the border. And, you know, it's like, well, what happened in 20 years that everything got turned on its head, that somehow the United States decided, or, you know, the Democratic Party, particularly, and Joe Biden decided to become partners with the cartels and to bring in fentanyl, to bring in sex trafficking, to bring in, you know, millions of illegal migrants into the country, that there is no way that they can have any kind of you know, fidelity and appreciation for America, because what got him into the country was Joe Biden and the cartels, and not necessarily in that order, which is to say that they're beholden to the cartels first and foremost. So, you know, they're going to be here to do the cartels' business, and that could involve any one of all kinds of criminal activity, can it not?
The United States is completing the smuggling process. We're the final actor in the government, that is, in the process.
Is it the United States, Jeremy? I'm sorry. Is it the United States or
it's
the Democratic Party?
It's the administration.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
The administration.
Absolutely.
And that is, again, going back to what is we're likely to hear in the State of the Union. The Biden proposal calls for, well, the Biden proposal, I should say, does offer overtime pay to Border Patrol agents who undoubtedly deserve it. But any kind of efforts to secure the border really stop there. What you will probably hear is that he will say, we need more personnel, we need more judges, we need more agents. But what he wants to use those people for is to process people faster.
Exactly.
That is the completion of the smuggling operation. When he says that this is the toughest border bill in history, that's just not true. H.R. 2, the bill that he's against, is the toughest border bill in history. That's the bill that passed the House of Representatives. That's the bill that the Senate needs to pick up. And again, if you can't identify what the problem is, there's a very good chance that your solution is not really going to deliver for the American people. And that's what we're going to hear on Thursday. Yeah.
Well, and it's just basically what you're saying, Jeremy. It's going to be more of the same. I mean, more denial, more obfuscation. I mean, just flat out lying to the American people. And the American people have been putting up with this for 3 years. And here you are. I mean, the body count, we're looking, just on the rough count, at least 7 million illegal. I mean, they're saying it could be as high as 15 million. If you did the final analysis, and that's on top of already, 25 million. So just count the numbers here. I mean, this is unsustainable.
It's absolutely unsustainable, and the communities who are receiving these people are feeling it. This is these are the communities that will not be mentioned in the State of the Union: Chicago, Ooh. Denver, New York. They're being completely overwhelmed, and they're being bankrupted. And the burden falls primarily on the most disadvantaged communities already. These are the mm-hmm. Americans that our system are supposed to be taking special care to look out for. And mm-hmm. speaking, going back to Clinton, he specifically mentioned recommendations of a bipartisan commission, the Jordan Commission. The Jordan Commission said, in order to adequately protect American workers and serve the national interest, immigration, total immigration, should be limited to around 550,000 per year. Now, that may sound like a lot of people. It is a lot of people. But compare that. 550,000 per year was the recommendation back then. This Biden proposal would fill all of those slots with a requirement to release that many illegal aliens into the country every year. A minimum requirement of releasing 1,400 inadmissible aliens, that's the language that's used in the text, every day. You will not hear that mentioned in the State of the Union.
Mm. Well, the thing that surprises me, Jeremy, is that here you are. We have a legal immigration process that allocates. I think we have about 1 million billets available each year. These are sponsored people who come in. They promise not to be a liability, you know, to the states. They're sponsored by a family member, that sort of thing. So you got 1 million people. Well, I mean, if we need to have a larger number, then make it 1.5 million. But make it all compliant with something that's been working over the years, not create some sort of side hustle that puts you in partnership with the illegal, you know, gangs and cartels of the world.
Well, that is the question that we need to be asking, is where do we want to set the limit? Right now, the limit is around 1 million people per year. That's twice the level that was recommended by the Jordan Commission, twice the level that Numbers USA would support. But mm-hmm. Wherever you set the limit, you have to say this limit means something.
Exactly.
You can set it at 5 million. But if it doesn't mean anything, then your limit has no meaning. And so the first step towards any kind of credible system is giving the public, that is the American people and the people around the world, the confidence that when you say we've got a limit, you mean it.
Yeah, exactly. And the deal is that, you see, what drives me nuts, Jeremy, is that, you know, all illegality, all the negative stuff aside, you got humanoids coming across the border here, and we're not even vetting them. We don't even know what it is that they have to offer. Who knows? My goodness, there could be geniuses in the midst of all this pile of humanity, right? But we don't know. We just rush them through the border and we send them to the interior to figure out whatever they may be lucky to figure out, if at all. It becomes a generational issue as opposed to doing the smart thing. It's like, look, if we're going to have them come through the border, can I find out what their giftings and talents are? What do they have to offer? What can they do, you know, for America, for the citizens? And, you know, and I'm just saying that aside from the illegality issue, that, you know, take care of that. But, you know, this is a fellow human being who desperately wants to come into this country, have an opportunity to develop their giftings and talents, and can they do this in a way that's win-win and where it works for everybody? But there's no vetting on that case whatsoever. You know, the cartels have actually done a better job at vetting these people than we have. I mean, it's absurd. Just like you said, we're talking America, for goodness sakes, right?
Absolutely. It's got to be in the national interest.
Well, yeah, it just seems that some of this stuff is not, you know, very well thought out. It just seems to me that what we're coming to is we're arriving to an expedient solution. And whenever we go for expediency, things get left behind. And it becomes very costly, and this just appears to be more of the same. Jeremy Beck, the Vice President of Initiatives for Numbers USA. Thank you, Jeremy. Take care.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of